Please be seated. I'm happier in this NYTS than the other NYTS. The reason is that I'm able to see a lot of my friends' children are here. I did not expect I can see Joshua Lin's son over here, Peter Kayong's daughter over here. We have a bunch of foreign students came to USA to study about at the same time. And their children are here. And some of you, I saw you when you were born, actually. So I'm very happy that you grow. And you are going to go to college already. So it is very joyful to see many of you here. Now, and then I started to think about growing up. I see a physical growing, of course, it is very joyful thing to see. But I think your parents and I, we also hope that we all can grow, not only physically, but spiritually. But for us to grow spiritually, there are different choices that we have to make differently. Many of you have choose where to go to school. How many of you are freshman year? Raise your hand. You're freshman year. Okay. Most of you are, I think most of us already choose where we go to school. But since we are out of school, when we are away from our parents, suddenly our world are opened, because not in high school anymore. You have a lot of choices that you have. You got to face when you go to school. A lot of varieties that is presented to you now. But in spirituality, after you truly grow up, what do you think the choices you should have in order to truly to show that you are indeed a grown up in the Lord? Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Moses grew up and he make three different choices. He choose his own true identity. He choose to take suffering. Then he choose to serve. Huh? So indeed, if you can choose these three things in the future, truly know what is your identity? You choose to have the right identity. Choose to truly suffer for the Lord. Choose to truly serve in the kingdom of God. I think it truly shows that you grow in spirituality. Let's read chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, first choice when Moses grew is that he chose to be the son of Hebrew, not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose his right identity, We know that physically he was the Pharaoh's daughter's son. If you choose to be Pharaoh's daughter's son, actually, just like Liu Yang says, right? His two hands should be very, very, very powerful. You know that because of status, he was able to receive all the educations in Egyptians. You know that in the old days, right? Egypt was one of the most civilized countries in the old days. We call it 古文明的帝国, Asian civilized emperor. One of them was Egypt, right? And, you know, Egyptians are famous for math. Because Nile River bring down the very fertilized black soil. Now, when the Nile River bring down the black soil, it flooded the lands. So every year they have to recalculate the size of their land. That's why their math are very good since day one. And because they make a mummy, therefore they are very good in medical science. From day one, they already know where is the organs you know, and how to preserve the organs. So can you imagine that when the Bible says Moses learned all the education from Egypt, actually, scientifically, mathematically, even like physical, medical science, he was really very superb. The Bible says that he was mighty in speech and mighty in his deeds. So if you choose to be successful in Egypt, can you imagine that with his two hands, like Liu Yang, he could be on the top of the world. He can accomplish a lot of stuff. He can reach a lot of reach on the pyramid, the tip of the pyramid. He can earn money. He can have fame. But guess what? After he got raised up by his own biological mother, he realized that his identity is truly different. Therefore, he forsake that part of identity. He don't want to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That is a lot of forsaken. But he choose to be the son of God, son of Jewish, a Hebrew. So apparently today, when you say you grow up, what do you mean by you grow up? You choose to be son of God. You know that you are chosen race, you are royal priesthood, you are precious in God's eyes. The Bible says you are very unique. You are 独居的民,不列在万民当中. Unique to the point that you are not listed in among the whole nations. You are called, so-called Hebrew. What does it mean by Hebrew? You come from the other side of the river. You have different value in life, different speech in life, different dressing code in life. Everything is just different. But do you acknowledge that you are part of God? You are in the world, but you're not of the world. Now, you are in college already, right? It comes to this choice. You want to follow the tiding of the world, or you truly want to follow the step of Jesus Christ. Now, you go to colleges, you have many clubs you can choose from. You have many, because you think about your career already, right? But again, nothing wrong to choose clubs, especially that you are interested in. But when it comes to realize your true identity, you are also son of God, how about if there is a conflict between fellowship and club? What are you going to choose? Now, fellowship, probably you can, you know, study Bible together, fellowship together. You know, you can be kept in the love of Jesus Christ together. That is a choice. Another choice is that you can really learn a lot of technology, learn a lot of information of the world. Now, it comes, if there's a conflict, which side are you going to choose? I know a sister, she needs to do internship. And when she was looking for the internship, she found out that very difficult because no experiences, no nothing. So she comes up with a sister who go to the same school. Now the sister who go to the same school suggested that you should join a club. How do you call it? In fraternity? Fraternity. Sorority, yeah. He said that if you join that, if you join that kind of organization, you were 学长学姐, huh? You were upper level class students or alumni will help you to find a job. But she knew that if you join that kind of clubs or that kind of organizations, really it was very time demanding. Not only that, she heard that, you know, in a club they might do a lot of crazy stuff for you to be qualified to get into that club. Now, she was an IE coordinator, IE teacher, and then she had a Sabbath day. And then that club was very time demanding. But if you join that club, so easy to find a good job. So what is her choice? At the beginning, truly, she cannot find a job. So what is her choice? Well, thank God she insisted, huh? She insisted not to follow general way. She followed God's way. But now she can see that actually God opened a way for her eventually. So brethren, really a lot of time we got to make the decision based on your identity. I know another sister, she was adopted. Now her biological father has two sons already, have two children already. So she was the third one. And because her biological father's mother tell that family, his uncle do not have children. So that she, when she was in the womb, the grandma already said, give this baby to her uncle because the uncle do not have baby, right? So later on she was given away after she was given a birth to his uncle. Now when she grew up in the uncle's house, later on because her stepmother truly cannot have baby later on, and therefore uncle have another family, So her life become very bitter, because they have children. So the father have two family, but the other family, the adoptive father have two family, but the family has children already. So she and her adopted mother have become very forsaken, ignored, live a very tough life. So when the grandmother is passing away, her biological father says that, you shall return back to my family, okay? Go back to my family. You do not deserve that kind of torture in the adopted family, right? But when she was trying to, she thinks it's good because, you know, biological parents really have true love, right? They love her a lot also. So she was trying to return back. But when she's trying to return back, a voice talked to her. Are you going to become a member of Presbyterian Church? Or you want to become a member of True Jesus Church? Now, because the biological parents are, they are Presbyterian Church member. Now, that voice came down. What is your choice? Yes, you can have very good loving in your biological family, but they go to different church. But over here, even though you might suffer, but you still remain True Jesus Church member. So what kind of identity are you going to choose? When she heard that voice, she ran away. She ran back to his adoptive parents' house, even though she might suffer from that moment on. But later, I think she testified, it is a right place to choose one. So, brethren, you have a lot of choices, right? Now, what is your choice? What is your identity? Now, it's in your hand. If you truly grow up, you know what is the best to choose from. Secondly, what did Moses choose to suffer with God's people? Let's read verse 24 and 25. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy passing pleasure of sin. You know, Moses later on choose to suffer with the people. He choose to get out of Egypt with a Jewish people, right? It is wildernesses, receive training. It is, you know, in the wildernesses, God wants to train the Jewish people become the army of God. It was a training processes. But training processes, there were a lot of suffering involved. The Bible said it was what? Wildernesses was what? 大而可畏的旷野, 火蛇跟蝎子出入之处, a great and 大而可畏, fearful wildernesses where you can find snakes and scorpion, right? Maybe NYTS students saw Samuel presented to you. We went to where? Tanzania, right? And we went to a great wildernesses, right? Do you see that photos over there? To be honest with you, we in this sea, the 火蛇, the snakes, coming in and out. We were in the chapel, actually. The chapel was, it's a great plan. It's a great plan. And we are cooking, right? And suddenly the children was yelling, snake, snake, right? Then I see, actually it was a baby snake. It was like a very small snake. Anyway, so I went there, oh, there's a snake. So I went there and looked, right? I saw a snake was like, stand up like this, trying to fight the children. But the children, some of them without shoes, use their feet to step on them. It is so interesting. And they start realizing, hey, we are not safe over here. Snakes everywhere. Then somebody pick up, not big spider, spider, really scorpion. Scorpion indeed coming into the chapel. And they say it's very poison, right? And you see the photo, which truly into the wilderness. It suddenly rains and very muddy, very hard to walk. Even bike cannot run. Motorbike cannot run. Can you imagine that Moses was in that type of environment for 40 years? For us, how many days? But he was 40 years. really suffer with the people. He was from the palace, but he chose to suffer with the people. Can you imagine that when nobody had food to eat? Did Moses have food to eat? When everybody have no water to drink, does Moses water drink? Everybody only have a few sets of clothing. Does Moses have two closets of clothing? Like, he just suffer everything with his peer people, but he choose it. Choose that suffering. Can you imagine that the Bible say, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. What kind of sin Egypt has? What do you think? Idols, right? The Bible says, 坐下吃喝起来玩耍. Sit down, eat and drink, get up and play. What did they do? That is a ritual of worshiping idol. And that play actually is very, very immoral play, you know? That's why Moses was so angry, took out his sword and killed those people who worship idol. Because it's not more, it's Egypt, they use a very immoral way to worship idols. Not only that, the Bible say over there, do you still remember the story of Joseph's master's wife? Right? They don't care about relationship. They can do with their heart's desire. But the Bible said Moses choose to suffer instead of sinful pleasure. Brother, I hear your reflection. Many of you many of you play games, right? Some of you are addicted with games in the past, right? I mean, pleasure can fill your heart, especially when you are playing, right? Some people are like addicted with maybe other stuff, maybe internet media stuff, other media stuff. You feel fun. You feel, at that moment, you feel like there's a pleasure. May not be sinful, but still there are pleasures. It may not be a sinful, but there are still pleasure. But no matter what the Bible says, Romans chapter 8, says that kind of sin or sinful pleasure indeed has power to bind you. Only through the power of spirit and power of life, we can get rid of the power of sin and power of death. The sin is with a hook. The hook of sin is death, actually. So when you get in touch with those pleasures, later you feel empty, and later you feel you cannot control yourself. But guess what? If you do not come to NYTS, where are you now? You probably are home, right? Probably this time you are diddy-dot-dot, right? You are doing it, probably, right? So Moses chose suffering instead of a passing sinful pleasure, just like you. Over here, you receive training. We hope that this class can be the mighty soldier of God in the future. You know, I noticed that one thing. I noticed that every NYTS, usually freshman is more than the third grader. Every NYTS. Why? I don't know. Maybe people come here and feel like, this place is too much suffering. This is great wildernesses. No internet. There's a lot of beasts over here. The beasts of counselors. Like they yell at us, right? They ring the bell, you know? And also like when you sleep, right? There are a lot of different noises over there. I still remember, right? A brother says that some people play drum, loud drums, high notes. Some people play no notes. Dong, 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 right? Night time. It's like a zoo, so he says, right? It's like, it's not easy over here. But you rather to choose what? Suffering with your peers than the passing sinful pleasure at home. I hope you continue to choose this. I hope you can graduate. Choose to suffer actually is good for you, actually. Oh. You know, I don't know if the size of NYTS is growing or shrinking. I don't know. I hope it is growing. I hope more people choose to join this type of training. Oh. Hopefully you can go to PMVP. From now on, PMVP, we hope that you shall have internship. You can only graduate before you have internship. We try to send people to East Coast, two by two, knock door, to suffer for the Lord, to suffer for the Lord, to be trained, to preach, right? We hope that some can be sent to other places just to serve before you can graduate. So please continue to come, to be trained. Yes, it is a suffering process, But it is very meaningful, very meaningful. So I hope we can see you in our PMVP class in the future. Now, what is Moses' the other choice? Not only choose suffering, he also choose to serve Jesus Christ, right? Let's read chapter 11, verse 26. Let's start from 24. But by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he looked at the reward. If you truly grow up, right, you will look for the future heavenly reward. Oh. Actually, did Moses really serve Jesus Christ in his generation? Here, talk about Christ. Did he? Did Moses see Jesus Christ? Huh? Hello? No, right? But the author linked them together. Even though he's suffering the law, one true God in the wildernesses, as if he was serving this Jesus Christ, huh? Really, if you try to serve the law, huh, sometimes you have insulting. People will insult you, reproach, insulting. 为基督受凌辱, right? I mean, if you choose to serve the law, you know, what kind of insulting does Moses have? How many times people try to stone him to death? Even his sister tried to criticize him. How many times that people rejected him to be their followers, to be their leader? There are many reproachings, insultings. Serving the Lord is not easy, but there are great, 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 great reward. He is looking forward to the reward. Brethren, once you choose to serve the Lord, huh? I already share with you, you indeed can receive 100 times in this world. And then you can have salvation in the future. I share with you, 100 times is what? You see the glory of God 100 times. Imagine Moses, see God face to face. Huh? How wonderful it is. Imagine Moses. Moses said to the Lord, show me thy glory. He was able to see the back of God, and he feel very happy already. So, brethren, if you truly choose to serve the Lord, right, indeed your life will be very abundant, because a lot of time you are able to behold this precious God's mighty glory. Like you see Satan, right, get out of people. You see the whole processes. How wonderful it is. You see the people's life transformed. How wonderful it is. So, brethren, I mean, I hope that you can choose to serve. This is, remember Liu Yang, right? Liu Yang testimony. How did he say? God, if you can cure this person, I will dedicate my life to you. Do you remember that? Brethren, may the Lord move your mind. You know that dedicating your life to God is a very wise and noble choice. I'm not saying that you should be a full-time worker. Full-time work is by calling. I'm saying that no matter who you are engineer, you are a librarian, you are a firefighter, you are a janitor, no problem, but still can dedicate yourself to God. Because the purpose for you to live is God. No matter, if you have free time, you know that God's business is over there for you, right? If God's called you to serve that full-time, that's a special grace. You know what, in USA, we try to have a TTP class every year. But for several years, we cannot recruit one person to join our USA. I'm talking about USA, okay? To join our TTP program. So far, we have RE, specialist. We have literature department. We have South America brethren here who want to join the TTP. But USA, not even one. Nobody have that kind of blessing yet. I hope that God can choose some of you in the future. It's a very meaningful journey, right? Just in case you are not chosen in this journey. I mean, even just by helping the holy work, it will really, you will have abundant life. I just mentioned that I'm very happy to see some of my friends' kids are over here. Do you know, we are a bunch of foreign students go to New York City at that time. We may not go to school together, but at the same time, we come to USA in the East Coast. And I realized that three of us become deacons. Those friends are three of us. And some of us, they go to church, worshiping the Lord zealously in different corners of USA. But when I look at those brothers and sisters who love the Lord, look at their family, they are not any worse than than average family. Not only, you know, they have the grace of God in their house, you know, and you can see indeed those family, they serve the Lord, they have the future reward. They have that kind of eyesight to see that the future reward is much greater than earthly reward. Huh? Our generation already come and almost trying to go away. We are 50-some years old already. You are in your 20s. Huh? Generation comes and generation goes. We have our own choice, and our generation have our own choices already. Many of us choose to serve this one true God. Many of your fathers choose to worship this one true God, serve this one true God. Now it's your turn. We hope that you can grow up sooner and take over the baton and to continue to expand the kingdom of God. May the Lord move your heart. Grow up, make the right choice. May the Lord bless every one of us. Let's come to the front and pray together.